This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Either with humanity or against it. The Alex Jones Show. We'll be with us for another two segments. Then I'm going to open the phones up and take your calls. And I get really emotional because I intellectually look at all this stuff, and it's just, it's like a public science fiction nightmare horror movie. And exactly our analysis is now unfolding. What other agendas does this serve, Robert Barnes?
Well, I think it serves, you're seeing a massive reallocation of wealth and power throughout the Western world. So it's not only a massive reallocation of power and governors and mayors and county officials asserting extraordinary degrees of control over their citizens.
And loving it.
Absolutely. I mean, these are like edicts from old dukes, you know, just saying, hey, I'm going to do this thing today. I'm going to do this.
And they're lords now.
Especially, and increasingly irrational by everyone's admission, when you're closing down people from swimming by themselves at a public beach in the open sunshine, heat, and humidity in open air, where everybody agrees as the lowest risk of transmission of the virus, then it's simply a power grab in the name of power and seeing how much you can get away with it. So we have a real live Milgram experiment for the entire civilization of the Western world.
This is a giant Milgram experiment.
Absolutely, and incredible power reallocation, redistribution from ordinary people to the elites. But at the same time, we're seeing a massive economic reallocation of wealth and influence, most of it off the books and outside the public eye, through the Federal Reserve, which has spent more money in the last 6 months, printed more money in the last six weeks than all of the Congress stimulus combined. They've printed over $2.5 trillion, and they say they will continue to print as long and as much and as often as they want, and they're shifting power from little. There's a reason why Walmart's open and your local shop isn't, while the big grocery store is open and your little grocer isn't. Well, the big stores are open and the little stores are not. For whatever you're buying, whether it's hardware, whether it's food, whether
it's
clothes.
And is this not the ultimate class system where big boxes stay open, little boxes don't, you're non-essential if you're not part of the big corporations. This is like rollerball.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. You know, when we look at this, George Gilder in his book, Life After Google, and of course, George Gilder has been very prescient about anticipating the advent of the smartphone and so forth. And he's got he's hoping that Google's going to go away. I hope he's right. But he calls these people neo-Marxists. And let's understand, it's essential for the Marxists to shut down the middle class. And that's what you're talking about, Robert. Shutting down the most vibrant part of the middle class, the people who are the risk takers, the hard workers, and they're making them, instantly turning them into beggars. I have story after story I covered this morning about people who have small businesses, and they said, look, we applied for the loans, but there's nothing there. And my
the answer is from now on, we can't do business with big corporations. If they're globalist, the average middle class person has to stop going around like this is a playground. It's now war.
Yeah. And if you look at the agendas that are here, you know, we've seen the green agenda. We've seen which also the UN 2030 agenda, because it was a green agenda. It was based on
the anti-human takeover.
So look at all the stuff that we've had there. You know, we had first the Democrats were getting upset with AOC because she was basically tipping their hand of where they were going. Oh, we got to stop meat. We got to stop people from flying on airplanes. We got to keep on. And all of them have been saying we got to keep the oil in the ground. Well, they're not keeping it in the ground. Now they're keeping it in ships floating around everywhere and paying to take it off their hands. But look at this. I mean, we're cutting down the meat. We're stopping the airline from being able to fly. Energy in the ground. We've now got biometric surveillance, which was also on their list.
Which was already in place. They just flipped the switch.
Exactly. And I think that this is a big part about why this special number is 6 feet. I mean, we talk about, you know, we've seen all the pictures about how, oh, look, if one person in Walmart sneezes, you're all going to get sick, right? And yet 6 feet is somehow the magic number. Let me tell you what. That 6 feet, I think, is there because they want to be able to do biometric surveillance, even if they force you to wear a mask. So it's biometric surveillance.
That's it. They want to know when you go to the checkout, that then they can match you with that card.
That's right. Geospatial intelligence. They also, a part of that is activity-based intelligence. Human domain analytics, so they can master the human domain. Remember Jade Helm? That was the motto, mastering the human domain.
That's right. They've got the AI all fired up and testing right now.
That's right. So you got all this stuff, surveillance, social credits, and then you get into the city and how people live, the smart city, sidewalk labs that Google has. All of this is being rolled in all at once.
You have done well, Lord Vader. Soon. Soon they'll all be under our control. the great computer in the sky.
Hold it right back, ladies and gentlemen. How do we stop it? We'll talk about that.
The superpower that I have is that I tell you what I really think, even if it ends up hurting me short term. I believe in God, and I believe in the long run, it'll end up being better for myself and everybody else in this world we live together in. I understand what comes around and goes around, you reap what you sow, and I live that at a fundamentally the cellular level understanding. Now, if I would have hyped up the virus was going to kill 3, 4, 5 million people like the UN did, I would have sold 5 times more supplements. But you know what? I didn't do that. But I said, on a routine basis, regardless, people are vitamin D deficient, people are deficient in iodine and so many other issues. You need those products regardless. So we started selling out of Vitamineral Fusion, all the other products. I cut the prices from 30% off to 60% off because I knew it was the right thing to do during a crisis to make sure people were incentivized to up their body's defenses. But now I'm telling you, with the economic crises going on, get your storable food now.
Show here on the InfoWars People's Pro-Human Network. And I'm your host, Alex Jones. I intend to start at the bottom of the hour for an hour and a half. Take your calls on any subject you wish. First-time callers, long-time callers on this live Tuesday edition, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. But, you know what? I just misspoke. As I said earlier in the first hour, none of this is scripted. One of the producers had the idea, so I talked about it. Taking calls of medical personnel, doctors, first responders with their COVID-19 positive stories, horror stories. Do you agree? Do you disagree? I played the clip of the doctors earlier and nurses saying that they're paid to lie and say that people have COVID-19 when they don't, to inflate the numbers. Just incredible clip. So in the first round of calls or so, we will take calls from medical workers and from doctors and nurses and people like that. So, and then later into the fourth hour, we'll take regular calls from everybody. But only medical workers, only folks calling at the bottom of the hour, 877-789-2539 with your whistleblower stories. Or maybe you love what's going on and you disagree with me. I'd love to hear from you. I was asking you, Barnes and Knight, during the break, what's the silver lining here? This is really waking up a lot of people I know that used to make fun of me. I've got some family that doesn't think it's that serious now. They're totally pissed to understand what's going on. And I really see there being a big backlash. You were seeing the vaccines and more.
Oh, exactly. I mean, we're in an America where swimming is a crime, surfing is a crime, paddleboarding is a crime, playing t-ball with your daughter is a crime, going out on a walk on the street is a crime. To the degree that we have underground haircutters that they're doing stings on. I mean, who imagined that?
I've been getting underground haircuts.
Exactly. It's the new black market activity. Who's the best salon person you could get for your haircut? We couldn't even imagine that America 2 months ago. So the people that have been saying for a long time that the power grabbers will use any pretext to grab power, and in particular a virus may be a means to do so, that in ways that terrorism and the fear of it and the foreign enemy and the fear of it and crime and the fear of it could not induce mass forfeiture of civil rights and civil liberties, has overnight led people to forfeit their civil liberties in the fearful nature of scary virus.
Sure, and let's roll that footage of just from 2 days ago. New York police grabbing a man, slamming his head in the concrete, jumping on his head because he wasn't doing social distancing. This is terrorism. This is just insane. Tasering people, I guess.
Exactly. He's walking around with a taser. They take down one guy, and one guy's just pointing out, hey, what's going on here? And this cop decides that this individual is also not social distancing, so he takes him down, starts punching him. All he was doing was not social distancing.
Punches him in the face, punches him in the stomach.
Exactly. Drags him up. And I, as Americans witness this, there's more Americans realizing, one, a lot of law enforcement, unfortunately, will just do what the state tells them to do, even when it's irrational. There's been a lot of honorable law enforcement across the country say that they have refused.
Yeah, mainly in the Midwest and the South and rural areas. What the hell's wrong with blue cities, man?
Well, because they've been told that unless they behave correctly with the political powers that be, they will be targets themselves. So there's a lot of corruption in the legal and prosecutorial processes in these big cities.
I mean, that cop literally just assaulted that guy, I mean, with deadly force, and jumped on top of him, and now they're going to go further and arrest him.
And what's fascinating is, look at this. This would normally, the left would have this all over the place.
This would be the number one story in the country.
Exactly. It would be a Black Lives Matter story. It would be a major civil rights, civil liberty story, ACLU story. All of them are almost completely mute and silent about this. But I think that's what's waking up more and more people, waking up people to the fact that the perception of vaccines is radically changing. Because as they see, you know, vaccines were supposed to be what cured smallpox. So they had this wonderful voodoo reputation, and no one was supposed to second guess whether there's any safety issue.
Look at that. He does a jiu-jitsu move, starts punching him in the face full power. That cop literally just assaulted that guy for going, what the hell, man? I'm just walking around.
Exactly. That precisely.
And the cop comes to him, too.
Exactly. And all he was doing was seeing that someone else was being brutalized for social distancing. And these are social distancing arrests. To their credit, the New York Police Department today came out and said, we need to get out of the social distancing arrest business. But that's what you're seeing. You're seeing more and more. You're seeing ordinary police officers resist the unconstitutional orders of their bosses and superiors. You're seeing ordinary people re-examine, why is there immunity for vaccines? Shouldn't we be concerned with safety related to new vaccines?
I agree. And we'll have to do a whole other segment after this. So I want to keep hearing from you guys. But let's, guys, you cue up the crazy Chicago mayor who's mirroring all these other virtue signalers that you're a criminal if you're outside, we're going to take you to jail. So she's trying to bring us to the Spanish model where they've been locked up for 2 months and they're seeing the biggest spikes because people are locked up indoors full of anxiety. And their studies show that if you get locked up indoors and you think you're going to get sick, you will get sick because your body will have an autoimmune response. It's called psychosomatic. And that's what's happening. And then, don't worry, then they take you down there, stick a tube down your lungs, and then pump them full of air till they pop, and you die. The medical doctors have said that's the truth. So let's hear from her. Here she is.
Now, I've directed Superintendent Brown to order all police districts to give special attention to these parties. And this is how it's going to be.
Hey, pause real quick.
We will shut you down.
I'm going to start this over before we hear, because actually this is Admiral Akbar, folks. It's a trap. Let's go ahead and hear from Admiral Akbar. Sorry, start it over.
Directed Superintendent Brown to order all police districts to give special attention to these parties. And this is how it's going to be. We will shut you down. We will cite you. And if we need to, we will arrest you and we will take you to jail. Period. There should be nothing unambiguous about that. Don't make us treat you like a criminal. But if you act like a criminal and you violate the law and you refuse to do what is necessary to save lives in the city in the middle of a pandemic, we will take you to jail, period.
You talk about an absolutely out of control nanny state. When did Admiral Akbar become our controller?
The dangerous thing about this is that we're at the second wave here. And the second wave, just as you heard her say, don't make us do this. You're threatening our lives. And this is the next step where they come in.
Where we're terrorists.
Exactly.
How dare you?
Yeah.
You stay in your damn house. You don't open your business ever.
That's right. We're warranted to do anything that
you do.
And, you know, Alex, I talked today. Yesterday was the 50th anniversary of Kent State, right? What happened at Kent State? Well, we had some people who were not really experienced, the National Guard. They panic or whatever, fire into the crowd, and they kill 4 students. Now, what's going to happen now is here we are 50 years later, and instead of a bunch of spoiled college students, you've got business owners who are out there writing against this stuff or demonstrating against this stuff. And what they have in common is that these students realized that they were lied to. Nixon said he was going to stop the war. Instead, he escalated it with a secret war. We realize we've been lied to. We realize that our lives are at stake. These people are going to be sent off to Vietnam to die for a political agenda based on a lie. But now you've got people, middle class, middle age business owners who are out there. And instead of a bunch of amateur National Guard troops, you've got the militarized police who've been told that they can shoot first if they're fearful. They'll have their backs covered.
And this is going to start a revolution.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to have people at... Here's what I
By the way, we're not acting tough up here. I'm just telling you, the veterans, everybody, are just ready. They're tired of it. They've tried to fix things peacefully. We've really put up a lot of crap. We've been censored, everything else, and people are just really getting serious.
I think the solution, Alex, is we've got to have constitutional sheriffs. We've got to have constitutional mayors, councilmen, and so forth. It's got to be done at the local level.
You've got sanctuary cities where they let the illegal aliens or whatever. How about sanctuary cities for the Second Amendment and businesses and everything's open, and we say, screw you. And then see who has the better numbers, like Brazil and like Sweden that didn't do all this and have the lowest numbers. And where we say, we're still red-blooded. America, we'll call it America zones.
That's right.
Hey, this is still America. You go to your blue cesspit with the homeless and the needles and the perverts and the pedophiles, and you go there and you fail. But they're trying to suck us all down into an American bankruptcy so we have to bail their blue cesspits out.
That's right. You know, when we talk about posse comitatus, right? What was that? The power of the community, right? You know, Westerns, you've got the posse gets behind the sheriff when there's a necessity to do that. And we've got a lot of constitutional sheriffs who said, look, I'm not going to arrest somebody.
What's a posse? Is it posse the people in Latin?
Yeah, posse is power. Comitatus is the community. So it's the power of the community. That's where we can stop this. That's the only place we can stop this. The state governments, you can't count on them.
Yeah, the federal government wants to rally their mob to destroy America. We'll rally the American people. And they know it. But we want to be careful and not be violent about it, because you talked about that. They want to trigger something like Michigan. Right. I understand why they did it, but they're trying to say they're all Nazis for saying that she's a Nazi, the governor. But that woman looks totally psychotic. Oh, scarier, her, Admiral Akbar. We'll be right back. Final segment in your phone calls.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of Immune Booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Thank you. What they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is the end
of our beautiful republic.
Beautiful prayer.
This is the end.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Building since the Magna Carta.
We
have a free open society, and now it's all falling in a matter of months. But there's always a counteroffensive. And as long as we're here exposing what's happening, there's going to be major backlash. And David, you were warning that they're trying to cause a revolution. But how does a revolution need to look? We don't want it to be violent because they really want to use it to trigger something bigger. But
that's right.
As Churchill said, there may be a time when there's no choice.
Back in 2017, October 2017, there was one of these social media hearings on Capitol Hill. They had the big representatives from the social media companies, Facebook, Twitter, Google, and so forth. They were there. After they left, however, they had a guy who's worked for a long time with the military-industrial complex, both in the military and then private contractors. He got up and he said, this is a civil war. It's already started. It's starting with words. And we have to silence the cannons on social media. And so what we're looking at, Alex, is really an information war. People are begging because you've got a controlled press, because you've got CNN, Fox, MSNBC pushing this panic. That's coming out of the mouth of Fauci and Burks and so
well,
forth.
Well, print that. Look, as former FBI agent says tech companies must silence sources of rebellion. Print that.
That's right.
That's the article we're talking about.
That's right. And yesterday, I've talked about this many, many times. That was from the World Socialist Workers or whatever. They picked up on that. And Caitlin Johnstone picked up on it again yesterday. I said, yeah, remember how many times I've talked about this? In the wake of, because it was 8 months later, 9 months later, that they shut down the cannon on social media, Alex Jones. They did that 9 months later.
And now the very same people want to arrest me. We can't get into it yet, but they're now planning my arrest.
And so, you know, just like they did at Concord and Lexington, they came for the cannons. Not just the guns. They came for the cannons at Goliad, Santa Ana, and so forth. And they came for the cannons of social media and of free speech. Your ability to be able to pass along with comment what you think, right or wrong, as well as the independent free press. And so they understand this is an information war. They understand they were losing it. So basically, they pulled the plug on free speech. And this is why the public is buying into this narrative. That's the only thing that they're hearing. They're absolutely panicked about this.
And that's why we've all got to hit the streets. I have an article here. Guys, pull it up because I was unable to find it. I saw it this morning where the Democrats have been given a AI system the Pentagon developed to fight, quote, disinfo for the election. And it's actually attacking the president and us, and they admit that.
Yeah.
And it's actually run by Snopes and George Soros. So taxpayer weaponized AI is run by a former U.S. general against the American people. There it is.
And that's only one aspect.
Breitbart, Democrats using Pentagon-funded AI system to target pro-Trump narratives online. Holy hell, that's illegal.
And it's funded by DARPA. But here's the other part of this that I don't see anybody talking about. Microsoft is at the center of this speech control and also election control. This is one way that they're controlling it, by saying, well, we're going to control what people are saying out there, and we're going to start mapping out the different political beliefs of people and shut that down. But it's far beyond that. Election Guard is something that was also funded by DARPA through Microsoft. They're going to have DARPA counting the votes after Microsoft has put out News Guard to tell you, don't listen to this
story. Yeah, there's Fast Company. That's mainstream news, folks. So I think Trump's being blindsided by this. It came out a week ago that he was screaming at his campaign chairman, campaign manager, saying, what the hell's your problem? I don't think Trump gets this. And I don't know with 181 days how he can. This is out of control.
Well, you know,
it's not even the whole government. It's leftist deep staters like Brennan and Clapper are still in control of all this.
Yeah.
And now they can't silence InfoWars. They're pissed that the listeners are spreading the word. So now they want us arrested.
Think about this. I've been talking about this for a couple of years, Election Guard, News Guard stuff. And I said, look, they've already demonstrated how easy it is to hack into these electronic voting machines. I mean, the first electronic voting machine is a Smartmatic down in Venezuela. Hugo Chavez's friends created it so they could keep him in office. They exported that to a lot of Central and South American countries, to the Philippines. They rigged elections there. They brought some of that stuff in the U.S. We have seen for decades, we've seen electronic machines. You have a community college professor come in with a couple of computer science students and say, look, we can stick this thumb drive in there.
That's
it can flip
fraud.
All the votes and we can erase it. So now we get to the point where all this is happening, and you've got the Black Hat conferences and DEF CON that are happening in Vegas, and they say, look, we're going to show you how vulnerable the election system is, and we can have some kids, all of them under the age of 15. We've got 30 of them going to come in, and we've got a replica of the state election boards, and they come in and they hack it, and every one of them except two were able to hack it.
Yeah, folks, you've got to hit the streets outside cyberspace and just be activists everywhere. In closing, Robert Barnes, other points you'd like to make?
Well, I remember when I was a kid, I met the greatest election predictor I'd ever met from a little town in Grundy County, Tennessee, who explained how he could predict within a tenth of a percentage point what the results were going to be in various elections. And I was like, how you do that? And he said, well, Bobby, it's not who votes that matters. It's who counts the votes who matters. And that's the oldest logic in the world. And is it a coincidence that Microsoft, founded by Bill Gates, is involved in these other aspects of AI technology and election ballot counting in the future? You're talking about a billionaire who, while people were paying attention to the Koch brothers, paying attention to George Soros, slipped in under the limelight, seized control of public health authorities all around the world, corrupted the institutional influences of universities, academy, and public health alike, to the degree that even publications like Politico were talking about it 2 years ago, the scope and scale and severity of what was taking place. And now we see what a presidency or a world empire government by someone like Bill Gates would look like. And it is not a pretty look. And so I think it's what we face today is unprecedented and unparalleled in American history since at least 1776.
And by the way, Barnes, are we kidding about how the deep state's making a move on InfoWars? We can't get into it yet.
There's no doubt about it whatsoever. What you saw was an inside takeout of General Flynn by the inside, and we're seeing now all the scales of corruption they went to in that's being uncovered and discovered. But they took out General Flynn to make President Trump vulnerable so that he had none of the white hats around him that he needed at times exactly like this. Russiagate doesn't happen if they are unable to take out General Flynn. Ukraine gate and impeachment gate doesn't happen except for their success at taking
out. Because he was going to kick all the operatives out.
And he's going to bring in all the white hats in. In fact, I mean, I represented some of those other white hats that got targeted by Mueller.
So now what's the deep state up to?
So, and then the goal was on the outside to take out the dissident voices. An institutional narrative doesn't work unless it's gated, and you need gatekeepers to keep out the wrong voices. So they need to take certain key voices, primarily InfoWars, kick them out of the narrative.
Arrest Roger Stone.
Exactly. And in the process, in the time frame, continue to target them for political harassment, legal harassment, every other form of harassment, publicize false news stories, hide true news stories, to have this continuous campaign, because InfoWars keeps managing to jump over that gate and get back in and undermine the institutional narrative. So the big powers of institution, the gatekeepers, have to come and escalate the attacks on InfoWars and those who personify it.
And we're not complaining. We chose this battle. We just want listeners to know we're really soldiers for our future, your future. And we're not backing down. We're committed to this, but soon we'll be able to talk about it. But it's pretty heavy stuff.
Oh, no doubt. It's extraordinary. It's the most expansive, extensive targeting of any organization within the free press in American history, period. From a political perspective, from a press perspective, from a legal perspective. There is simply no parallel or precedent to it.
Well, Martin Luther King got harassed this much.
Oh, yes, within, I'm talking to the press. So we've seen press. Others.
Yeah.
Exactly. There have been political leaders, Medgar Evers, Martin Luther King, civil rights leaders, the Great Revolution.
Ernest Hemingway got this kind of stuff.
Oh, absolutely. A whole bunch of journalists, independent writers, independent thinkers, independent political leaders.
You're saying for a press organization, you're right, this is the biggest.
Completely. There's no press organization that's been harassed and targeted more than InfoWars. And the reason is not because they're afraid of falsehood, it's because they're afraid of truth.
Gentlemen, both of you, amazing job.
Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars can now offer high-quality, affordable food again. Other manufacturers were sold out 8 weeks ago, and they told people they had food. Most folks never would deliver their food. Well, when our sponsors' food began to run short, they just suspended sales till they opened more factories and secured more food. So to get your orders in right now, they can take new orders and get it to you quickly. They'll probably have to suspend orders very, very soon again because the lockdown of the economy is killing food distribution, farming, you name it, and now it's mainstream news that food shortages and delivery are already starting to happen. If Trump could turn the economy back on and wrest control of our system away from the globalists, things may be okay, but it looks like it's going to get very, very rough. So again, ladies and gentlemen, now is the time to secure the number one thing you need, high-quality, affordable food, ready to get to you and your family now. If you get your orders in, at BoerStore.com.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi. Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have like cold toes in the winter time, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Phil and Jason and Tori and Rosa, nurses, doctors, family of nurses and doctors with a lot of amazing stories. I can see they're on the board. The number for other doctors, other nurses, other medical workers, other family members that want to give your take on COVID-19. We're going to go to you in just a few minutes, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. David Knight wanted to finish a point. Host the David Knight Show weekday mornings, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m., right before I come on here on the InfoWars Free Speech Pro-Human Network. And, of course, Robert Barnes is doing a special show for a while longer that is called American Countdown from 7 to 9 p.m. each evening on the TV and radio satellites and at InfoWars.com and Band.video. But, David, we're getting into the AI Microsoft takeover of the voting machines. And now you can't even be there to see what happened, so it makes it even easier when nobody's at the voting booth to take control.
That's right. I was laying out how this originated down in Venezuela with Hugo Chavez, and the fact that we're very concerned about the integrity of the real elections, how easy it is to hack this. But it's the connection to Bill Gates. It's the connection of Microsoft to DARPA. If we go back and we look at the Ed Snowden slides, it showed that in the PRISM program, the very first corporation to jump in there in 2007 was Microsoft. But here we are, Alex, and as they've been laying the foundation for Election Guard, where DARPA is going to count the votes, and we've had these probes that it turned out it was coming from the Obama Department of Homeland Security probes into state boards of elections. We saw that it was very easy to hack those models and so forth. Now here we are, lo and behold, because of the coronavirus, we have to have electronic voting. They're saying, I don't think you're going to be allowed to do in-face voting. You're going to have to do it through your smartphone. You're going to have to do it online or something like that. And it is the perfect summary of everything that's been laid out, how it all comes together with DARPA.
You can still fly on the airplanes. You can still go to the store. And again, this 6 degrees of separation comes from just the theory of 6 degrees of separation of social distancing. And it's a psychological system of control. And it just so happens to be a foot is 6 inches and 6 inches. And of course, this is 6666. You get into the 6 degrees of separation, it's more a bunch of occultic globalist garbage. Heathrow boss says social distancing will never work at airports. It'll end buses. It'll end everything. But that's the idea. Fauci says stop shaking hands. This is just a revolution of ending human society, forcing us all into their globalist society.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It's going to be a total nightmare if planes can survive. They're saying you got to get there 4 hours early and you're going to have to, you got to go to the gate, but you got to get there. You can't hang around the gate. Where are you going to hang around if you got to stay 6 feet apart from everybody?
Well, that's what Heathrow said, as they said.
They want to shut
it down. It would make the line several miles long.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And it's going to make it impossible for people to actually get on a plane because it has to be in close quarters. And we've always had germs around.
Well, people are being taught they're bad. They're being taught they're dirty.
That's right. And they're embracing that, and they don't want to be around humans. And that's what we've got to fight. And that's why we have to fight it by organizing together at the community level. We have to make sure that they don't impose. They're now using the term social bubble. You know, we got to end these.
Oh, the bubble boy. Bubbles. And let's go further. Malthus, 250 years ago, who had the first big theories on this, said, herd the poor into small cities so they all die of the pestilence, so that the earth will be clean and the elite can enjoy, you know, the beauties of nature. And that goes back to Plato saying, the poor are crushing the breast of Mother Earth. Let's kill them. David Knight, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
All right, folks, I'm going to play a short clip of doctors and medical workers saying it's all a hoax, that they're running a scam, and we're going right to your calls for the balance of the transmission, so please stay there. We're going to be going to John and Tory and others here in just a moment, but here's the report.
You're saying there is a massive pressure to artificially inflate the number of COVID-19 cases.
Yeah, I have directly been told to, if a patient has fever and cough or anything similar, to put this COVID-like diagnosis on the chart.
Right now, Medicare has determined that if you have a COVID-19 admission to the hospital, you'll get paid $13,000. If that COVID-19 patient goes on a ventilator, you get $39,000, three times as much. Nobody can tell me after 35 years in the world of medicine that sometimes those kinds of things impact on what we do.
What proof would you have that you could show that you have been pressured to inflate the number of COVID-19 cases?
So I have an email from my medical director, and I'm going to cover her name because I really like her, actually, and she's kind of between a rock and a hard place, just like me, but I have my email right here. It's to all the providers in the ER, and it states what codes we need to put. And it specifically says this can help cover the hospital ER bills. So we want to make sure we code them correctly.
The actual cause of death was not COVID, but it's being reported as one of the disease processes and being added to the death list when they died from COPD. They had COVID. COVID didn't kill them. 25 years of tobacco use killed them.
There is funding available for patients who are uninsured or underinsured who pursue care for possible or diagnosed COVID-19. This can help cover hospital/ER bills, so we want to make sure we code them correctly. As you may know, a special exemption has been made to allow for a presumptive or suspected COVID-19 diagnosis.
Honesty is my core, and I think it's important that everybody knows the facts. And what us hospitals are going through right now, we're going through low volumes and, you know, inflating or embellishing a little bit on the charts, just so we get funded, because this
putting COVID on a lot of death certificates, because people that are going to their hospital, any kind of respiratory distress, respiratory problems, pneumonia, the flu-like symptoms lead into the COVID-19.
To be honest with you, all of the death certificates, they're writing COVID on all of the death certificates, whether they had a positive test, whether they didn't. So I think, you know, again, this is my personal opinion. I think, like, the mayor in our city, they're looking for federal funding, and the more they put COVID on a death certificate, the more they can ask for federal funds. So I think it's political.
To me, all you're doing is you're padding statistics. You're putting people on that have COVID-19. If they didn't have it, you're making the death rate for New York City a lot higher than it should be.
I had one that was autopsied because the sister was furious. And I don't know who the Supreme Court Justice is, but the Supreme Court Justice was related to this family. And he says, I know my sister didn't die of COVID-19. He said he had Alzheimer's and they didn't suction her. You have to suction because they forget how to swallow. And right away they put down COVID-19 on her death certificate. And this Supreme Court Justice, whoever it is, contacted the hospital. They did an independent autopsy. Bingo, of COVID-19.
This is a well-thought-out takeover plan where the average person on the ground, whether they're in Spain, England, Australia, the United States, or Canada, is a nurse or a doctor, and suddenly there's no business there, and they go, well, just code all these people as COVID-19. All right, I'm going to go to break because I don't want to cut people short, and I promise we're going to take 4 or 5 of these calls next segment. We're going to get to everybody. Tori's a medical worker, delivers supplies. John's a medical worker, healthcare companies. John's pharmacy worker on vaccines, COVID-19. Phil, wife is a doctor, hospital, lack of COVID-19 patients. Jason, mother-in-law is a doctor at hospital, says no surge. Grandmother died, tested negative, still COVID. I mean, these are incredible. These are on-screen calls. I mean, we ask what you're calling about, but we're just not telling you what to say. Rosa, mom is a nurse, was laid off due to lack of patients. We're going to talk to all of you when we come back. And I'm just going to get this plug in now so I don't have to do it in the next segment. I cannot stress to you how surreal it is here. The tyranny we're under at InfoWars that I'm not able to get into yet, added to everything else going on, this country's hanging by a thread and so is the whole planet. This is a decades-long planned takeover. Everybody knows that. The people running it are absolute criminals. Trump is totally surrounded. He's trying to battle out of it. But the public is so cowardly, when he tried to get us not to be afraid, we just love getting afraid. Well, you better be afraid of the end of human civilization, because nobody's going back to the stores. This depression is going to be the worst thing you ever saw. And now they're announcing youth corps. They're going to come around spot tracing you at your house. They're announcing gun confiscation in Canada. They're making their move on every agenda. Texas, I love my state. Very shameful. A bar opened in West Texas saying we're going bankrupt. They sent in an armored tank and arrested them. Okay, so, I mean, there's a lot of people are just crazy and they want to grandstand with their power. Well, I guarantee you, those cops, when this is all over, their families are going to be bankrupted, they're going to be on the street, and they're going to think back and wish they hadn't acted like this. But that's just how it is. We're a nation of compliant cowards. Our founding fathers would not recognize us today. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from Natural Botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Alex Jones, live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide from the Infowars.com studios.
Always faithful to a free human future. Always faithful to the unborn. Always faithful to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I'm Alex Jones, your host, and this is the Infowar. Well, we know that We are witnessing the takeover of civilization and a collapse that will kill 135 million people, the UN says, in the next year. But it doesn't matter if that's 130-something times what will die of COVID-19, even if you believe the inflated numbers, because it's the right thing to do. So COVID-19 is the most deadly virus in human history. Not because it kills people, but because it shuts off economies that starve them to death. Well, let's go to John in Tennessee. Thanks for holding. Medical worker, healthcare companies, and financials. This is what you want to talk about. Thanks for calling. Thanks for holding.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hey, my second call. I called in back about the impeachment back when that was going on. Just glad you're still on the air. And I wanted to bring something up. I noticed. You still there?
I sure am, brother.
Oh, hey, I just wanted to bring something up. I'm glad you're on the air because you bring up things that people usually don't really hear about. At least that's what I get out of your show a lot of the times. And there's something going on that at the company where I work at. It seems innocent on the surface, but we might want to watch out like what this could actually turn into later. And it's being used. The COVID-19 is being used to bring attention to this, trying to bring all the health records together and make them public on Google Cloud. If you go to onboarding.nationalresponseportal.com, the company I work with teamed up with Google Cloud and Data, another data.
Oh, sir. Absolutely. They're unifying under Google everybody's health records that came out last year ahead of this happening. So they can fuse it all into smartphones and track everybody in live time. They're going to use the medical crisis here to force the global ID to buy and sell. In China, they used Alibaba that most people already had to buy and sell, to already have their data. So you're absolutely right. And Google is running this. And we warned of this last year that Google's getting all of your health records in live time.
I mean, it seems pretty innocent. I did the research on it. The schema doesn't include anything that's really identifiable yet. So, I don't know how that's going to change.
Well, that's what they tell you, sir. Just like they tell you when your location thing is turned off, it's off. It's never off. Google is a total criminal organization.
Well, but they did include a schema. If you read that that write up on the response page, that you have to provide the data in a certain format. And it's absent of anything that's identifiable.
They're just saying it's like metadata?
You know, you can't identify somebody by their temperature, really.
But they're identifying it according to people that have been patients and their location, so they can then contact trace that.
Right, that's true.
Look, yeah, I sat there in Congress when Sundar Pichai says, we've never tracked one person ever. And we don't track, I mean, they just lie. They're the biggest liars the planet's ever seen, brother.
Change, right? That's what you have to agree to, that's going to change.
Absolutely. I appreciate your call, John. God bless. Tori in Arizona. Tori, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. Appreciate you taking my call.
Thank you.
I got your mask yesterday. I've been wearing the paper one for the last 2 weeks. It was awful, so I'm glad I got the Ebola's mask. Very comfortable. Works really good.
That way you can spread the word while they're forcing you to do it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'm getting looks. No one said anything yet, but if someone wants to pop off to me, I got a few lines for them.
So you're a medical worker and deliver supplies. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I deliver anything from medicine to scrubs to gowns, gloves, masks, you name it. Every night I deliver meds to the ICU at 4 West Valley hospitals, and I've been doing this for 7 years. I've never delivered this little of meds to the ICU. I'm delivering these things called TPNs. They're for unconscious people. And pretty much every day, since they're unconscious, they need to get their nutrients. I deliver these, and I'm delivering next to nothing. Last week, two hospitals had zero, which I would assume meant that the ICUs were empty.
Well, you remember all the videos over the months of them empty. The local news would say they're full death body bags, and you'd go there, no one would be there, and they'd try to arrest people that came. But now it's confirmed. British hospitals are 4 times more empty. U.S. hospitals are 3 times more empty than ever before. That's the official numbers now. And I'm not saying that some medical workers aren't heroes or it isn't a tough job for EMTs and stuff, or that being a surgeon or nurse isn't hard. The point is that this whole COVID thing, saying everyone's a hero because they're overwhelmed and there's all this death. I have family that works in one of the biggest VA hospitals. They say it's dead. They're watching TV and drinking vodka, and the nurses are having sex with each other, and that's it. And of course, now that's all confirmed. Where do you think this is going?
I think that they want total control. I think that people are dumbed down from SSRIs, marijuana, alcohol. I was on SSRIs since I was 10 years old. I had one of those moms that wanted to try every type of drug on me because I didn't behave.
That's what a good mommy does to her son. It's a feminist thing, yeah.
Yeah.
Now feminists cut their son's testicles off, but yeah. You're lucky you weren't born under the modern feminist. I'll leave it at this. I know someone very close to me in Houston who's a nurse, and all the time lesbian couples come in and demand their 3-, 4-, 5-year-old sons have their balls chopped off, and the hospitals refuse. But they're there. They go, why? They want those testicles as a symbol of a ritual of power.
Yeah. The pills mess you up. They numb you out. Don't feel any anger, any sadness. Pretty much just go with the flow. I quit taking those pills about 6 weeks ago, and I'm really starting to feel alive, and you can feel all the emotions instead of just happiness. Just feel high all the time when you're on those pills.
Well, God bless you, brother. I appreciate your call. Let's talk to Rosa in Indiana. Mom's a nurse. Tell us what's happening.
Hey, Alex. Hey, how you guys doing?
I'm pretty freaked out. It's all coming true.
Oh, yeah. You ain't the only one. My mom finally just got red-pilled or whatever you want to call it. She was working at the ER for about 20 years, and she was laid off about 3 weeks ago, and they specifically moved her into a coding department. So they laid her off from the ER, and now all she does is sit in the back of a doctor's office and do coding.
And for coding, she does the billing for people that don't know.
Yeah, she's in charge now of taking direction from the ER and then how to code these patients who have died.
And is she saying that they're doing it fairly, or are they listing anybody?
No, they're intentionally, as long as they test positive, no matter what they passed away from, it is to be listed as COVID-19.
Well, they've confirmed that even if you die of a shark attack, they've said this in the press conferences at the national level, if you died of a shark attack, if a shark bit your leg off, the hospital will test you for that, because if you die, they get the extra $39,000 and the extra $13,000.
Oh, yeah. Then we had another reality check, because since she's aware of what's going on now, my uncle went into the hospital 2 weeks ago, and he had an infected boil under his arm. And they told him that it was septic. Well, they started giving him antibiotics. He started feeling better. He was getting better. And then 3 days in there, they said, oh, well, we need to ventilate him, because if it gets all the way into his bloodstream, he could die. My mom said, absolutely not. I've seen what you guys are doing. I want my brother taken out of here immediately after they drained the boil. And he has recovered just fine.
Wow, that's a close brush with death, because they say 90% of the people that are ended up getting these snake down them are dying, because it's destroying the lungs if they don't need it, according to the medical doctors, and they would have gotten $39,000 to kill him.
Yeah, and that's why we got him out of there. It was a fight to get him out of there.
Well, listen, you're doing the right thing, Rosa. You've got to call into C-SPAN. You've got to call the White House. You've got to call local talk radio. You've got to get your mom involved. You've got to save people. Your family got out of this, but they're going to kill a lot of people, including children. Children going in that have respiratory problems, they're killing them right now because they're desperate for numbers of dead kids.
I've called in to Rush. I've called in to Glenn, trying to let these things be known. It's absolutely crazy, because I actually called in. I'm a first-time caller. I actually called in for something completely different question, but then I was told you guys needed information about the hospitals, and I'm like, oh, well, my mom it was a nurse, and she's laid off, and now she's specifically...
Wow, so you called in about something different. We said, no, we're just taking calls on this. Wow, you're a beautiful person, and I want you to keep it up. We need you, the human intelligence, Rosa. You are Paul Revere. You know how powerful you are? Everything we are rides on you, Rosa. Everything. I love you. God bless you. I cannot believe this. See, my dad works in the medical field, doctor. He managed a whole bunch of stuff, and he did it cleanly and good. But he told me, man, he goes, it's these evil company owners that try to get doctors and nurses to do evil stuff.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to gcnlife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to gcnlife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I'm always excited about InfoWars Life products. They're amazing. They're cutting edge. You love them.